And we'll also go kibbutz of aim. So, example, what's kavod, what's meira. About these just examples. About the many other things which are nichol and it. Ram Pesach Mishnah says these are just examples. Can't give every example. We're just giving some example of what goes in the kibbutz of aim. And the lashon of the Rishonim, the Chedem, brings down like this. The way you have to treat your parents is kmo eved hamishamish as rabbi. That's the dedication and amount of one has to go ahead and be machel or mashkeu and there we go. And all other things, it's eved hamishamish as rabbi. That's the geder hardava, which, you know, to our Western ears that might sound a little shocking, but that is the chiyuv al pi Torah. And that's the chiyuv we have to do. Now, the Gemara is a safek. And the gather kibbutz of aim is mishalav and mishalbed. That when you have to do kibbutz of aim, who has to pay for the money? And is the gather kibbutz of aim just to go ahead and just be mechaber them, stand up for them, take care of them, achel mashkeu? But in terms of financially, in terms of who has to pay for the machel mashkeu, that's mishalav. And it's not a chiyuv on the son in order to go and spend money on it. Or no, the chiyuv kibbutz of aim is also mishal ben. The part of your kibbutz of aim is also the chiyuv to spend money on them in order to go ahead and be mechaber them. We don't have a gemara here, do we? Is that a gemara condition? So that and where is the suffix? Mishal av u mishal ben. Some more brings down. The Mar says a bit of malachas. We see, Clark, everyone agrees you have to take off work in order to do kibbutz of aim. The shaila is in terms of spending money. Who has to go ahead and do it? The Mar brings down that two shutfim. I have a benoy rabbi to me. Depends on my shein. I'm going to say my sani. If it's mishal ben, you pray chayvei. Some verse means ba'adafa. Something where it says that even though it's going adafa, it's zilo ba'milsa. The maskana of the Gemara sounds that we hold that the halacha is mishal av, not mishal ben. This is master's kind of halacha, pasha shulta, rav acha, pasha v'yisroi, hecha, that the vada the chiv is mishal av and not mishal ben. In other words, you're not mochiv to go ahead and spend money in order to go ahead and do a kibbutz of aim. For example, parents say, come in for Pesach. Costs $3,000. So there's no chiyuv to go ahead over there and listen to him. If he wants to pay for the bill, then there's what to talk about. But if he's not going to fit the bill, then there is no chiyuv kibbutz of aim. So we'll get to that. But you know, if he doesn't pay for it, doesn't kibbutz of aim. He says coming for a chasana. He's going to pay the bill. Then there's what to talk about. Not going to pay the bill. Now what to talk about. Now, you have to know what the extent is. Now, let's say you live in, let's say your parents live in Ramot, and you live over here. So you have to, in order to get there, you have to drive, right? So it costs like a couple shekel in gas. So you have to, let's say they're not going to pay for it. Say there's no chiv. Or whatever, you live in from New York to Flatbush to Lakewood. So of course, money to, right? There's a toll, there's it. What?
$75.
$75 now, the other?
Yep.
Yeah. $23.
Okay, cool. Wonderful. Okay, but so is that? Does that mean? So there's a nisach once. Someone once came to the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and told him like, does he have to go visit his parents in the next city? It costs some money. So Chaim said, okay, you can walk. So you're gonna have to know what the extent of that is. You know, it's Turkey. You have to do. You have to spend money. You have to know. Obviously, some places you can't tour. You can't, and you won't be able to walk. But you'd have to know what the exact gedder is. What's called have some money. But al-kapanim, anything which is costs money. Basically, the chiyuv is not mishal. There is no chiyuv, and you're not mechuyev to go. Now the Tosfos brings down hechel lesi la'av lesi ben. If the father doesn't have a son, has chayv ben lozim la'aviv is a chiyuv now. Father doesn't have money, son has money, there's chiyuv to go ahead and support him. So the what's the pshat on this? Why, if the father doesn't have and the son has, do you have to go out and do it? So the shayla is a midin tztaka. The pshat is, if really, normally ani doesn't have money, you have a chiyuv tztaka. So if your parents don't have, you have money, so midin tztaka, you have to go ahead and give them, or isn't midin kibbutz of aim. What do we mean kibbutz of aim? We mean that the Gemara is suffic, and as the Taitch is, the Gemara is a suffic. Who has to spend the money, the father or the son? Is the suffic of the Gemara only in the case where the father has money, you have money, That's the vekuach. Who has to go out and spend it? But if Fad doesn't have money, maybe Chai Gavna is poshit that Avada you're mechuyev to go ahead and do kibud avim. And that's one way to understand the Gemara. The Gemara stuff is only when you have both have money. If you don't have money, it's poshit there's a immediate kibud avim. Or against something more, no. That I care if I care, maybe. It's not the Shain Achirim to say that if I care. If the father has money, it's poshit that there's no sign in the world that you have to go ahead and pay the bill. The father has to pay the bill, he has money. Why should I go ahead and do that? The shayla is when you don't have money, is a chiv or not? And we pass Mishal Ben. And if not, Mishal Ben, there is no chiv. Even though father doesn't have money, there is no chiv. And there wouldn't be any chiv. There would be mitzad midin kibud avim. But mitzad staka, maybe, and if I'll be king, there would be going to be a chiv staka. It's a shayla, is a midin staka or midin kibud avim. So Tosafot starts by saying that you have to find Mishaloi. Why? The loy hale acher, they were kaifin of mitzad staka. So the mashmoyis of Tosafot is what's the reason we have to do it? It's not midin kibud avim, it's midin staka.
Huge.
That any beings arrived from Yishami Pei, Yishami Kedushin, Kavash Mahincha, Mishka Mam Chayev, and La Potter. Kavim Nam Kavash Savicha Semecha, Masa Bin Yishlein, Bin Lahin. Mishamdaik, the Gemara says, but Kavash Mahincha, Kosh Borch, you only have to do some money on mitzvahs if you have money. Kavim is a key, even though you don't have money. Now, Shemais the Tais over there is midin. What's the drasha from Kavet Zavich Zemecha? You have to go ahead, spend money in order to go ahead and support, in order to support your parents. It's different than regular mitzvahs. Regular mitzvahs only if you have the money. Over here, even if you don't have the money, it's klar in Taisus that's what's the midin.
Mitzvahs
kibud avim. So Mashal's Mar is a little bit of steer in Taisus. Is the midin kibud avim, or is the midin chiyav tzedaka? Like which one is it? So Chazon Ish Lakish Memta says both. And the two sibas. There's a midin stock you have to do a midin kibud avim. And there's Malkim say this both. There's a chiyav tzedaka and a kibud avim. We have two different reasons. Nafik means the reasons. And then Echanami, it could be mitzad both. There's some sofer in Shuvah says, not going on with Shantosis, but Bechara will be a mahalach, that Lamaisa, everyone has a chiyav to give tzedaka. So the whole shayla Mishal Mishal Ben is who has to go and spend the money. I'm not going to give my money for him. I'm going to mechabed him. And that's to give up something for him. When I have a chiv to, when I anyway I have to give out, let's say I have to give out my $300 to staka. So anyway I have to give it out. So once anyway I have to give it out, so I'm not losing money by giving it to him. I could give to him or I could give to Yeshiva Samir. So I'm not losing anything by giving it to him or Yeshiva Samir. So if I have Maisa money, so then it's Pasha now that's Nichol and Kibud Avim. Well, it's Obtor. I'm not going to spend money on my parents' Kibud Avim. I can't get, I'm not going to lose, I give up something for my parents, I'm going to respect them. And take care of them, but not spend money and I give something up. Or I'm not giving up anything. Either way, the money is going to Aniyim. The question is which Aniyim? So once, anyhow, it has to go to Aniyim. So Mil Ait, it's going to be Chayv as Kibud Avim. So Chayv Adavar is going to be Midin Tzedaka. But once there's a Chayv Tzedaka, so Mela, there's going to be Chayv even now. There's a Chayv, it goes back now to the Kibud Avim because, anyhow, I'm not losing any money, therefore I have to go ahead and do it. What? Some Sefer was in Reish Chavtas. Test. A fascinating tshuva over there. We'll get to it in a second. Right. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mashmoyis of the Ramah Akapon, the Ramah says it's Midin Tzedaka. Doesn't mean the Midin Kibud Avim. He says it's Yesh Oimrim. The next kind of bothered by why is Yesh Oimrim. Everyone agrees it's Midin Tzedaka. It doesn't go with so much. So much to the time it's a kibud avim, it goes much more midin tzedaka. Therefore, if it's a nafkamina midin, whether it's in tzedaka or midin kibud avim, is if it's a midin tzedaka, kibshuto is telling gidrei tzedaka. How much does one have to give for tzedaka? What's the most you have to give for tzedaka? Up to a fifth. So the gedah is going to be kafi yechiv tzedaka. If you are a poor person, you don't have any money, and there's no chiv tzedaka, then there's not going to be a chiv. And as you go, the Ramah is going, it's more midin tzedaka. It's totally number one, there's the Naivaz Mechamesh. Number two is if you don't have money, you don't suck money, you're not mochiv to go ahead and give them. It's not midin. If it's the kibud avim, and okay, you don't have any money, could be you have to go ahead and give it. If you're part of tzedaka, maybe you have to go ahead and give it. If it's midin tzedaka, we tell them to get it tzedaka, and therefore, number one, there's the din, if you don't have money, not going to be chayv to give. Number two, the din Naivaz Mechamesh. The Chassam Sefer has a fascinating tshuva. He wants to say that Chassam Sefer, you're a day Rish Chavtas. He says that. He holds that you have to give up all your money. The Ramah says in the Torah that he's honey bit the malacha, we have to do bit the malacha. So he says that if you have panasa for one day, then If you don't have parnasa for one day, then you're not mechayiv to do b'dam malacha. Then you're allowed to work. If you don't have, so it's a little bothered by it. So it's all you're allowed to have is one day's work with the work. Like, my high, what's the pshat? Especially if we're dealing, you know, why should that be the get? So this is a very fascinating concept. It sounds like in the Torah with the Ramah that the whole, that if you have more than one day's worth of work, then you have to like take off work. If you have parnasa one day, in order to help support your parents. So anyhow, so this is like this, very interesting. He says, "But a midday raisa." What is one's? I'm saying, what is one's chitztaka is way above the realms of chitztaka. Now, the Sefer says in Shiva like this: the Be'etza Midday Raisa, what does one have to give to tzedakah? How much money do you have to give to tzedakah? Be'etza says Midday Raisa, before the Chemish came along, his understanding of it, not Maisa. Maisa is a made up rabbinical, maybe minig, chiev, but maybe even less than that. Maybe there's no chiev echlal, like the Shea Siavis says, you think money goes on trees, Frankie?
What?
Shea Siavis says, you think money goes on trees?
All right.
I could go give a chumash. Yeah. Anyhow, because some sources is bad, some of the rights to give away all your money besides your pronostic for one day. If Ani needs it, you have to give day machzor. I have to go around giving to all the name away all my money, in as much as they need the money, I have to give away everything away. Came along Chazal and said, if you're going to do that, so maybe financially you're going to get someone into trouble later on. Therefore, don't do it. I advise you, sir.
So the
rice
is a higher level.
Higher level. He's learning that the meiser is a kula in the thing. Rice. Therefore, the goyin says you don't do meiser k'sav. You ever come out maybe call yoim. Because the rice, if you don't do if you don't do your chiyav meiser, you ever come alav and call yoim because I will magder the chiyav meiser. Fine, that's for a different time, different discussion. Memeil is not some safer that midrash had to give everything. Ula kinesuch came along. Says Ayvazis Mechamish, they did not say copy your parents. Copy your parents, they left it on the old din. And therefore, you have to give away everything till they have day machsari. As long as you have a little bit in the bank, a little bit to support for that day, you have to give kol memayna as long as you have. What are you having? Okay. That's what? Zayshtay Chivach Sam Seifa Yardei Reish Chav. That's fascinating. Same Chivach. Fascinating Chivach over there. Day machsari. If they have to have day machsari, whatever day machsari is, if they don't have day machsari, you have to give everything besides a little bit. You can say for yourself.
The parents is not out
tzedakah.
Ula spoke
once
tzedakah.
I say
tzedakah
of derech. No. He's going out tzedakah, but the chiyuv tzedakah. There's no ayvaz yesh mechamish. Chesed v'gratz also goes back into kivul ha'im also. That's a shtickle over there, same shtickle. But they say memela goes back into it. And the ma'isa, the basis of the Ramah does definitely don't sound like that. They definitely seem to say chazanish also like in kivul ha'im tazbe just like there was an agav. It's like tztaka. It wouldn't be more than a chaimish.
This
is special.
He said he's
in dyke from the Torah, the whole discussion at the B'tam Lacha. One day, the Ramah. Yeah, the Halachas and Ramah. That's who wants to do it. Hakapanim, so we pass in Batsem. Nachem, what's Chazal? We have them, we get to the thing. Some very important. What? Nesim, Benegay, the Chiyah, Mishla, Mishal Ben, and we have the Kirin, and we don't have to listen to them. So we pass in that Mishal Ben. You're not Mukhif to support your parents. Unless they fit the bill. They don't have any money, you have to give Kashita their Ramah Shach is gonna go in staka. Machlaikas Khaznash definitely seems like Khoimish, like where they get rid of staka because it also seems a little bit like that. I mean it's Khishma Sam Sefer, we just wanted to say that over here you'd have to do all your money besides a little bit left over. Now it's only a din if your parents don't have any money. What's your parents not having any money? Let's say no, but what's going on a day? I'm sorry. In other words, you have a lot of times you have wealthy people who don't have any money. Why? They had money, they had assets, and then they got, what'd you say?
Cash.
Let's say now, like there's a real estate down, whatever. Right? I think there's a real estate tip from what I'm hearing out there. Well, so, a lot of, what?
Yeah.
Not over here, no. In the Chassars, right? So let's say a guy has a real estate investments, but yeah. A lot of times the Gvirim don't have any cash. They're always borrowing from them. The Gvirim are always borrowing money, right? They're always borrowing money from each other because they don't have liquid. They're just always like going whatever. So kids, you have situations. Guy can have assets. Doesn't want to sell it off. Doesn't want to sell it off for whatever reason. Whether it's a law, whether it's a loss, whether this and you have plenty of people. I mean, all the people who are Isaac in tzedakah. Sometimes you have people who are and they're taking Tenchei Shabbos. Which, okay, so it's a shikol. Yeah, no, maybe so, what to do. Not if they have a lot of assets, but there are situations. But it has to be mamish anyway. He doesn't have any money. If he has assets, he has things which he could sell. He has this, he has that, then that's not called. Even if he doesn't want to sell, he would not like to sell, but that's not called anyway. And there would not be a chiyav bechi hagavna to go ahead and do it. Okay, now Benegay, that's a chiyav of Mishal Av, Mishal Ben.
He just owns his house, so it's called having.
No, Lav Dafka. So Lav Dafka, you're not going to go ahead and sell his house.
So what's
he getting? If he has any second house, and if he has maybe his third car, maybe a second car, maybe. So that's a issue in all chiyav tzedaka. You're not mechiyav to do that. You're not mechiyav to downsize.
Is to give him like
so you know, I bet some you know, yeah, now, you know, that is the. Okay, so now. Okay, so let's move into the sugya of during Kibbutz of Aim, something which. It's not negay to your parents. They tell you, for example, got to be very careful. It's like, you know, it's Ramadan, and there's, unfortunately, by the Sinai Ramadan, there's a lot of terrorism going on. So if your parents tell you they don't want you going to the Kaisal, or they tell you they don't want you taking a bus, or they say you must wear a sweater in the winter, or they do or don't want you. They don't want you eating shiur food. They want you eating in a restaurant once a week. You know, the different shiurs which have come up over the years. What? Don't use electric bike. It's dangerous. Don't drink on Purim. Okay. So the question is Mrs. Kiva of Aim B'Yisoy something to go ahead and respect your parents? Machil Mashkeu, take care of their physical and emotional needs. The question is something which is not directly related to them. Do we say that it's none of their business, and there is no answer. There's no chiyuv kibud of aim, or there's going to be a chiyuv kibud of aim or not. So this
why not?
So the question is: the kibud of aim is machelo mashkeo lamoid, show respect, feed them, clothe them, take care of their needs. This is not a need. This is something. Not drinking cup. There's a good reason. It's a good reason. They want you to.
Hold
on, get that in a second. They, even if it's a good reason, we're not saying that they're whatever. Even if it's a good reason, but it's not up to them. Like whether they don't like green ties, they think it's like it's niche. It's niche. It's not. They say it's embarrassment to the Marburganian wearing this type of tie. Okay, so.
Too cool.
So it's not the worst embarrassment I did for them, but but either way, the question is that
it's too cool for Reverend Sanhedrin.
But anyhow, the shaila is there then kiva ve michei gavno or not? Basically, the shaila is the kiva is respecting them, doing things to them, something who's no shaykh to them is a kiva ve minas. So this is the Rishon Yevamis. Did the
why
second
not?
Sheets come out? The second sheets come out. Did not come out.
Why not? What's this on that?
Because the kibud of the aim is taking care of their needs.
This is their need.
Why is it a need? It's not the need.
I'm going to be nervous. You're going to the Kaisa. I'm traveling.
For example, Tarla Shema is a shayla like this. Shuvah Tarla Shema, I think it was Reish Pei. Shayla like this. Father and mother, I think Mar says you listen to your father before your mother. Let's say your mother says, your mother tells you, Yehuda, please go. I want to have a coffee. Please go to the store and buy me a coffee. I need a coffee just to wake me up in the morning. Your father tells you, I have a friend over here who's like a little bit lost. So he's trying to figure out how he got to the Kaisel. Can you just like, you know, walk him up to the bus stop and show him the way? Who goes first? Wow. Huh? What's he say? The mother needs something. The father doesn't need something. It's just like, take care of this person. It's not for him. It's for something else. It's not something which is direct. Is the kibbutz aim mechei gavna when he's not trying to do something for himself? He's like, yeah, do me a favor, show my friend the way I had to go. It's not something you're doing something for him. Is the kibbutz aim mechei gavna? You hear the case? Then, you know, that's the shaila of the Torah Lishma. Simon Reish Ayin, I think it was. Or was it? It is one Reish Ayin, Reish Pei. This one was. Well, I just wrote this one. I think this one was Reish Pei. But it's not Reish Pei, check Reish Ayin. The two chuvas on when he gave these in the item. So the singer is really in Yevamis. Tosov here mentions a little bit too, a little bit also, and the Avav. Tosov here brings it down that if your father have kivur v'im, aves asa aves chaveri. So the Gemara says, your father tells you don't listen. Your father tells you don't return a aveda type tosvus. You might think listen to him. Tam olaymer. Your father tells you don't return aved. You might think you should listen to your father. Now, what was the happening if I does not return Aveda? That there's a chiv to go and listen to him. Why should you have to go and listen to him if he doesn't tell you to Aveda? Makesher to him that you don't return Aveda. So Taisa says, it's talking about where he says, don't do Aveda, but take care of me. I need you right now to do something for me. That's what the suffix is. So you might think, do you do Kibbut Av or you don't return the Aveda? No, you don't do Kibbut Av, you do the Aveda. Taisa, if he says, Tamza, you don't do it, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk at all that you don't have to listen to your parents. If it's tamzay a thing, which he doesn't need it, if it's a batal, it is, you don't need a pasuk at all. So in Tosfos says clearly that what? If it's tamzay a thing, which you don't need, if he doesn't need, what's halacha? It's pashit. You don't have to listen to your parents. You don't need a pasuk, and you do Shabbos Aveda. So in Tosfos is not clear. Does he mean because there is no chiyav kivayim at all? Bechinam? Period. Or because the mitzvah. Zat lobor and Taisvis. Taisvis says like this, that the Gemara is a havamina. If your father tells you don't return Aveda, you might think you listen to your parents. Kamashalan, no. Ani v'atachem v'chveda, you do the mitzvah. Taisvis, what is the case? Is the case is that he told you, stop, I don't want to return the Aveda. So Taisvis, that case is push it, you don't listen to your parents. The case is, told me your father says, I need your help now. I need you to go to the store for me, or I need you to take care of me. That's what Hamina was. Kamash, but not like that. Now, in the case where he says bechinam, it's pashut, you don't listen. So that there, this vikuach. What's trying to taste? Does taste mean because of the mitzvah, or does taste mean because of there is no chikavim? Now, the Rishonim and Yivam and Davav have a similar conversation. Same type of conversation. And Davav, I guess we'll be on the next Mamre Kriyas Sheets. I was left out by mistake. Machlekes Rishonim, the Ritva says over there clearly that. When your parents tell you something they have no sheches to, there is what? The Ritva, the Rashba. The next one, the Ritva says that there is no chikiv and mechal. Something was not shech, but gabev is no chikiv. Kivim is respect them, take care of them. Something was there is no chiv, kivim bechal. And Bad also says like that. Most Rishonim say in Yevamos there is no chiv kibud of a bechal in the case where there is nothing which they have any. There is nothing which they're getting direct benefit for it. There's no chiyuv kivayim bechlal. Mitzad Acher, the Rashba says a lashon ein boi. In front of me, ein boi the ikur kibud of aim. The Rashba says, oh, we have one over here. The Rashba says a lashon that it's not the ikur kibud of aim lichos lav. The mashmoyis of the Rashba is that maybe that there would be a chiyuv kibud of aim. It's not the ikur kibud of aim, but it would, yes, be a mitzvah's kibud av aim.
Where do you see these two different types from the pasuk? Like if you're in a non-ikur, either there is or there isn't, no?
One second. Okay, you see the lashon in the Rashba. What's the taitch of the Rashba? What's the pshat? What does it mean? What are these two things? That there's no, it's not the ikur kibud av aim that to be doich alav, but there's some type of kibud av aim. So there are, you know, various different mahalchim, what the pshat and what's found in the Rashba. The Chaznis says a lashon that it's not the etzem tzivay, but it's the ratzon ha-teira. That's what the Chaznis. What? Kamimtas. It's not the etzem chiv, it's the ratzon ha-teira. Some learn the pshat and the Rashba. Pshat is that it's, I think it was this Baruch Berlin's like this, that it's not a chiv mitzvah, but it's a kiyum mitzvah. It's not the ikar mitzvah, it's no chiyuv, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. What? No, it sounds like ratzon ha-teira. Not sure. It's a chiyuv mitzvah, not a kiyum mitzvah. There's another plan to learn in the Rashba, maybe that there's a sign, maybe there are bonon, there's something like that. There's one more mahalach that they bring down, is that maybe there's no chiyuv mitzvah kibud, but maybe mitzad moira there would be, which is going to open up a whole new outlook on the whole sugya. That maybe We have another tzad over here. Maybe even though there's no kibud when there's no shaykh hashtem, because kibud is respect them, take care of them. But what's going to be with the moira shaboy? They told you to do something. So maybe there would be a aspect of moira involved. So because this is kind of what we're holding over here. We have a shayla, is a kibud when there's no shaykh to them. Taisus is not clear. Ritva Ramban, most Rishonim Yivamah say there is no kibud of aim bechalal. Rashi says lashon is not the ikur kibud of aim. Different mahach what Rashi means. What it means can say Ratzon HaTorah, Kiyumis, Darbana, and Moira, some type of all mahach and Rashi. Now just a couple of other rites, some other Rishonim Akurim, and then we'll get more into Lachlo Maisa. Shuvah Sarash brings down, if your parents tell you don't talk with a certain person, don't be friends with Yassi, right? So Zak the...
Not me.
Zak the Shuvah Sarash, you're not mechiv to listen to them. Why not? Because they're being over on Lesisna. What do you mean don't speak to Yassi? You're over on Lesisna. And being even like Sisna, so and therefore there is no chiyav kivud of im bechiyai gavna. The Imre Yoshim beis kuf mem hey wants to bring a raya from over here. Why does he have to come and say that you're even like Sisna? Just say straight up, don't talk to Yossi. My kesher lach Imre Yoshim, Eric. What's the my kesher? What do you mean that don't talk to Pliny? What does that have to do with you? Elamai the mashmoy says that there would yes be a mitzvah kivud of aim even if they don't something not directly related to them. So a deacon in Lashon and Raja, Raja and Shuvah, we mentioned, Aleph Yed Ches. Why don't we make a bracha on Kibud of Aim? So Raja is, Lashon is, why don't we make a bracha on Kibud v'Moira? Why don't we make a bracha on Kibud of Aim and Moira of Aim? And Moira. What type of Moira is something which... Where do you have a case of Moira that you're doing a Maisa? What? So maybe standing, we can handle, but that's Kibud.
Stira?
What?
Stira?
What do you say?
You say
it's complicated. What?
Not doing it.
Normally, it's not doing it. Everything's not doing it. So, what do you have a mice that you make a bracha on?
Oh.
So, some want to say that maybe the Rashi means, I saw the Rashi somewhere, that maybe the Rashi means in a case where you told them to do something, could be it's not keyboard, it would be dim. I'll put that right on the side. That's important. Kiveger Simon Samachas discusses La'achar Misa, Sava of a father. You have to go listen to the Sava of a father or not. What's the shaila size? Do you say Achamisa is the kibud of aim or not? He brings a little bit of a steer. One hand we find there's no kibud of aim. There's a kibud of Achamisa. You're supposed to say Abba Maria Arina Kavash Meshkavei. You're supposed to say a lashon like. You should say a lashon. We have to discuss with Arina Kavash Meshkavei. Fascinating lashon. Like a son could take the inish of his father's. For much time, stay tuned. We'll get to there. But is this a concept of taking somebody's inchim or not? Anyhow, Misadach we see there is kibud of aim Achamisa. Misadach he brings different rays. There's no kibud of aim Acher. Misa. So you try saying that maybe Yesh Lecha, like something like a big covet, like you say Abba Mari, Kiparas Meshkava, maybe there would be Stama Nachas Ruach of listening to your parents when they say something to them, so they're not around anymore to get the Nachas Ruach. So maybe Bechiai Gavna, there would not be any Din Kivavim because they're not around to get the Nachas Ruach. And if it's Din Nachas Ruach, there's no Nachas Ruach. If it's Din Stam, there's certain Kibud, so then maybe there would be a din. Now, Kivega is assuming that, I understand, it's over there something not directly related to them. He gave us a tzad tzavai. You should give this to this, to this, to this, to this, to that. You should, something which is directly related to them. So Kivega seems to be, and since the name Kepshutai, there would be a din kibud and moira, even if something not directly related to them. Since Kepshutai, this is like much more right than the older Rishon, right? Ritva says no kiv at all. Man. Rajva says, not the Iker Mitzvah, sometimes maybe Kiyumis, Darbanan, maybe Mayra. Kivega seems to go straight up. Kivega seems to say that something which says Nachas, you're listening to them, which is Nachas Ruach, which is not directly related to them, you're sending them on Kipshute straight up, that it's going to be Kibud. It's going to be Kibud.
What?
He's throwing it to the Yam, not that you're throwing it to the Yam. That's something that you're not doing it, he's doing it. You're just not stopping him. Right. So now, how are we passing mitigate this shiloh, which is a very important shiloh, which has kama nafkamina? So, there's one more thing to throw into the picture, and then we'll go to the actual psak. Sefer HaMakna brings down. Have you asked a tshuva and aleph yubayz? Kevin tshuva's aleph yubayz. Somebody whose father wants him to switch nusach from Ashkenaz to Sfarad. Is he allowed to do that or not? So, starts off first in terms of the actual concept of Ashkenaz to Sfarad, even though Rav Nosson and Adler switched.
So,
went from asking as a sard, and that's another. So therefore, the Hasidic place say, you're allowed to switch from asking as a sard, then go to the Nesachari, you're allowed to do it, maybe the other way around, you can't do it. Riashi says, push it to him, that is Altita Shariah Shimecha, also to switch from asking as a sard. Arab Nasan Ella switched. He was Machriya Mitzab Sak, that this is the Rechtiga thing. So therefore, like anything in Torah, he has right to it. He's Machriya. So in Kan Safik, he's Machriya. But you know, you, the Shayal, you don't have right to be Machriya, and therefore it's going to be you can't be Machriya to switch it. And therefore, the Altita is also to switch from Nusan Asher Nusan Avina Jibi, even if not them, it's like Kibbutz of Aim. Would there be a Kibbutz of Aim Mitzad Etzem Chiv that listening to them to go ahead and the fact that they to listen to their fathers, switching nusach, nothing we directly related to them. So it brings down the Rishayim. Rishayim say there's no chiyuv. Some Rishayim say is chiyuv. Then she tells us safer makna. The makna says that the gedar davar is that even though there's no kibud, but if you're not listening to your parents, and they tell you to do something, they say no green tie. You wear the green tie. So just like steer's davar is going to be aser, this is main steer's davar. This is main meira. And therefore, it's a chesaron in the Meira, and being that it's a chesaron in the Meira, therefore, you have to go ahead and listen to them. The Makkos is lashon. Also says that it's only a steerer to the Meira, something which is not so difficult for you to do, and you don't go ahead and do it. So then, that's a steerer to the Meira. But something which is very difficult to you. What's the Ovar? The Ovar is that they tell you to do something. If you don't do something, that's a chesaron in the Meira. If a good reason why I'm not doing it, so then it's not a chisaron in the Etzem Meira, and therefore Yashi says switching this Asher to Svar, that's a big deal. It's not something, and therefore you would not be able to listen to them because it's not a chisaron in the Meira of the Aim, and there wouldn't be such a chisaron. So let's just misakim divide what we have over here in the Shitas. We have Shitas, Ramban, Ritva, Minya, Rishonim, Bechal, No Kibbutz of Aim, Bechal. We have the Rashi Mashmas, not the Ikar Kibbutz of Aim. Maybe choose the Rosh can be a mashma. There is a kibbutz of aim, which Rosh says only al sina. We have the opinion of Kiva Eger seems to see that there is a chiv in Samachas. So we're simply saying that there is a chiv. We have this machina saying there's no kibbutz, but there would be a din moira, and if it's difficult, you don't have to go ahead and listen. Now the marik, because it's only a chesaron in the moira. Shad is, I told you to do something, why don't you do it?
So you have a reason, then
if you have a good reason, not do it. So,
it's old Meyer, the only one here.
Well, I just everything not listening to them.
Hold on
a second. Now, Saturday passes. Shuvah's Marik. Somebody went to marry a certain lady. We have the Marikamis over here. This lady had not just a good reputation, to say the least. And the parents did not want him. Ish is on the chakras by the rest of the... Right over here. Kisses lady did not have such a good reputation. Did some, and he's getting married. And the question is, your parents tell you not to marry this person. Are you mechuyev to go ahead and listen to them or not? Children, make three reasons why you don't have to listen. All three of them are very, very sadistic. Reason number one is Kibbutz Lava Deveter, who you marry, you have to love her, and therefore they don't have a right to tell you who to marry or not to marry. It could be it's who to marry is something which is Kibbutz Lava Deveter. That's somebody you're going to like. Laver al Deveter. They can't tell you to something. Therefore that has to be somebody you're going to like. And therefore,
because you're going to be over and different of him,
did they make you marry somebody you don't like?
Two, yeah. What? They can't make you marry somebody you don't like because that's lava. I give it to a friend.
Let me say it.
Two is that when we get our discussion, we'll go to the third. Reason number two is Mishal Mishal Ben. This is a very important Marik because this, the Chshal Mishal Mishal Ben until now was a discussion who got to foot the bill. I had to foot the bill, parents had to foot the bill. Choose Marik, and now we see a new concept which is used in many different places. In the Beis Haraz, that we see that he says Mishal Mishaben is not just a money dicker concept. It's the chiv is to respect them, take care of them. Over here, this is something which is a big ramifications on the person's future, ramifications of his life. So then there is no chiv Mishal. That's called Mishal Ben. That's not called Mishal Av. The sort of davar of Mishal Mishal Ben is that my job is to respect them, take care of them. I'm not going to spend money on them. Marika is saying, "Who I did something which is very important to me. Kira the Aim is not a forum for parents to control you. Kira the Aim is, it's your life, it's your, you know, and it's your decisions, you do what you want. There's certain things, you have to respect them, take care of them, and do that. But something which is an important decision to me, I have to serve him like everyone. I'm Shabbos as a rabbi, but I'm an independent person. I have full right to make my own decisions. And, you know, they brought me in and gave me life, and I have to use the life. Now, I have to respect it for them and show them respect for what they did. But, therefore, Zakta Marek, which will come back soon, that is no kibbutz aim b'chayi gavna when something was very, very important to me.
What's
his last name? Mishal Ben? Yeah. Just like we pass, because it's just like the whole Machlok is Mishal Ben. And then the third reason he says is that something which he doesn't mean he's Sheikh Zagavei. He doesn't mean he's not getting anything straight from it. Who I marry, he's not getting any kibbutz. It's not something you're getting directly from it. But Chiyai Gavna, there is no kibbutz of the aim because he doesn't have any Sheikhs to it, and therefore there is no kibbutz of the aim b'chiyai Gavna. So Bekitzer, the Ramah brings down this Marik. Father tells him who not to marry, don't have to listen to him. Dr. Gain? Three reasons. One, two, three. We have three reasons. Which of the reasons is not clear? The Gaon brings down the ancient Gaon. It brings down the reason of like a lot of Rishonim which say that you don't have to listen to them. That reason in Marik. Then he talks to the Rashba. The Rashba says it's not Iker Mitzvah. So Shaz in the Gaon, the Shaz had to learn up the Shittas HaGaon. Is the Gaon telling you that? That's the question of Gaon. Gaon says that. First going just says you want to listen because the Sheikh Gavei. Second one brings down Ramban, Rashba, all the Rishonim. And he throws in Tavkaluchas Alav Aicham. He does mention the Rashba as Mashba, that's only Dechad Alav, but it could be that there would be some type of key. So the guy in that. So the main discussion really is when Marik brought down all three reasons, is he saying each one alone is a reason? You need two of the reasons, you need other reasons, what's going to be the Iker? That's the Iker discussion in terms of copy this Shaila Chamura, in terms of my parents tell you something which they have no shaykhs to, do you have to listen to them or not? The Ramah is definitely passing the line like that Marik. Marik is definitely saying Kipshutai not when there's no Shaykh Kaveh, there is no Chiv. The Shaila is it Betzirif, all the reasons, or is that a reason by itself, or not? And that's the Vikuach amongst different, like the Torah Shema mentioned Lund Kipshutai, there is no Chiyah, right, in that type of case. And the Goyin, that's the Iker Shaila Alach HaLamais. Now, Yashim and Shua seems to go with the Mahalach, that, like we said before, Kibud not, Moira, if it's not so hard, there would be. If it's difficult, then you don't have to listen to it. So, because it's a lachal ma'aseh, basically, it'll come out like this. Definitely, if your parents ask you to do something and you do it, so it's definitely malkin to me, machmer to go ahead and do it. If you could, nice, good Jewish thing to do, according to Hashem Yisrael's mamashki mitzvah, according to Kiv Eger, according to Rashi, it's not the Iker mitzvah. Definitely would be a nice, good Jewish thing to do. You want to know mechuyev to do it. So, definitely, if it's something which is hard, Yisrael malismaych. You have all the Rishonim in Yavama sound like this. Bechal is no chiyuv. Even the Raj, well, is a chiyuv, could be, like Rabbi Asher said, something which is hard. Maybe it could be something with the mysterious dvarv, and something which is difficult to do, you would not be mechiyuv to go ahead and do it. Why?
He says that after they tell you not to go, they'll learn by a certain rabbi.
Maybe that also be the idea. Now, but again, the other thing we were discussing about, Mishal Av, Mishal Ben. So now we see like, you say like this. If your parents tell you who not to marry, you're not mechuyev to listen. Why? Because that's your life, your decision, and therefore, what? Because the chiyuv kibbutz aim is your parents gave you life, use your life. You should show them honor and respect and take care of them what they need. It does not mean that they control you and own you, and they have right to tell you what to do with your life. But al kopanim. That's going to be the guy. Now, we see from here that it does not just apply to money, it applies to all important things also. Therefore, any life decision. He has pushed him. That the Merik is saying is pushed, the Chiyuv Aim has certain boundaries. It's a mugbal to taking care of them, respecting them. Something which is something which is that. Now, therefore, things which are very important, very big, very important. Now, Meshiv Davrin Tshuva says, let's say parents tell you to marry. You want to marry this person. It's going to be embarrassment. So the Meshiv Davrin wants to say that the whole din is dafka by kibud. There's no kibud b'chiyai gavna. Bizoyin, he wants to say, lim wants to know a heter. And therefore he said there's going to be embarrassment for the family who you marry. On a second, bizoyin chuyra. So chuyra bizoyin, on a second, bizoyin. There is no heter, and therefore, if it's embarrassment, you have to do it. Now, L'chayra, the Merikian side with some of the cases, this lady was not... Yeah, it wasn't... I don't remember right now, it's a chayra base somewhere. But the Marik in Tshuva is talking about Chayra Gavin, that it was a little bit embarrassing, whatever the story over there was, you saw the Tshuva inside, and therefore it was not seem like that. V'oid, Siv Ches, the Ramah says, no chayra thing tsar or covered. When it comes to Mish'av and Mish'al Ben, the Lashon Rama, there's no chilek. So it was seeming to be pretty clear from there that even Mish'av and Mish'al Ben were probably also in B'mokim that there's going to be tzar and we wanted to do it. The case with Nagei, as we mentioned maybe a couple of days ago, in therapy, people who had difficult upbringings. So the therapist told it's good for them to let out their... speak it out, let out their vent of frustration, and say a lot of Lashon Hara and embarrassing, then saying bad things about their parents. The question is, you're being over bizoyin of your parents. Or makla or imai. Are you allowed to go ahead and do it or not? So, being that this is something which is, the therapist told this is very, very healthy for the person, therefore that goes into Mishal, Mishal Ben, even b'mokin bizoyin, we say shashalacha, and therefore we want you to go ahead and do it. Who did Menegei, we mentioned before, Menegei marriage. Parents say who to marry or not to marry. We pass them like the Ramah. They have no right to go in and do you. Shiva writes in Shiva, even though halachically they don't have to, he definitely mentions Eisa Toiva, listen to your parents, like we mentioned last time, right? As people get older, they realize the parents are a little bit not, right? That the parents weren't as stupid as they thought they were. And before you discard your parents' advice, especially when you're at the bright, brainless age of 21, whatever it is. It's very interesting that you have to make light decisions when you're such at a point where you're so undeveloped to make it. Okay, that's part of the. Al Kalpanim. Al Kalpanim. Therefore, before you. If that you need it to be emotionally healthy. If it's needed, the therapist holds this is the way to go. Which I'll hold this is the way to go. If it's a good therapist, a reliable therapist, then they'd be welcome to go ahead and do it. So therefore, Menegei Shiva is before your parents tell you, before discarding your parents, he says you have to be very careful. But in the sum, it's a Torah. Now, so basically, any machlok is between your parents and your wife. Baby, first name the baby, right? Your parents make the name after their parents, right? And then your parents are going crazy. And your wife doesn't like the name Bracha Shprinza. What do you do? So people think like, oh, okay, keep it up. So somebody says, oh, that is, she'll never forgive you. You deserve it, okay? But you never put your parents before your wife. That definitely goes into Mishal, Mishal Ben. What? What's the opposite of what? And the exact agdara, how much you want to lengthen this gedder is about the debate of Tolian Shikaladas. Maybe next time we'll give some more cases in terms of like how bite you take it. And you see marriage, that's like important, right? College, yeshiva, that's something, okay, whatever, a profession to go into. Like big, big huge decisions, where are you going to live? That everyone agrees. Questions like how bite? Let's say, coming for Pesach and it's difficult for you. That's more of a gray area, those type of things like that, which is a more gray, how vite do you want to take the Marek? That's definitely Tali in Shikal Adas. Okay.